August 2nd. I am recording this podcast at 2:11 a.m. No, I'm not crazy. I am super jet lagged. I think not flying for about 4 months has truly changed my body clock. And then quickly getting back into flying, going from Ghana to Dubai to Maryland is a bit hard on the body. That is 3 continents in 2 weeks. Crazy. Anyways, I'm so glad to bring you another wonderful episode. Today, I'll try to infuse as much energy as possible, but the topic that I want to discuss is honestly about anxiety and, you know, low heart in this period or times that we find ourselves in. I find myself very privileged to have visited Ghana, to have visited Dubai, and now in Maryland. And I can notice a very, very, very big difference, even like through the different faces of the places that I've been. And the one that touches me the most is my country, the United States of America. I mean, I completely get it. It's the country that is most hit by this pandemic. Politically, things are chaotic. And the only thing that everybody has right now is like their social identity and their families. So why am I saying this? For 2 days since I've been here, the energy everywhere I go isn't what I'm used to seeing in America. I mean, America is a fun place. It's summertime. This is a time that everybody like is excited, and it's rejuvenating from the cold winter and in spring. You know, it's like we're in the middle of the year and we're almost at the end of the year, and America is always hype, but America is not as hype as I can see it. And I find it very important that everybody starts to really pray for their countries. I'm very excited that my church, the International Central Gospel Church in Ghana, with their 40 days of power, actually prayed for each country all over the world every single day, and I'm so grateful for that. Imagine how many more we can put in, like if everybody else, you know, prayed for it for their countries. I think that we would have better energies. Well, jumping right into my text is from Revelations chapter 21 verse 4, and the word of God gives us good energy by saying he will wipe away tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more grief or crying or pain. The old things have disappeared. The old things have disappeared. I can completely understand that we're still in the pandemic. Everybody's taking precautions and everything is going as been directed by the state and various countries. What I would want to say and what I want to emphasize on is tears don't last forever. I'm someone who actually really cries. I'm very emotional, and every time you cry, you know, there comes a time where you stop crying. There comes a time where you will not experience the emotion that you're feeling. And that's the good thing about emotions. They come and they go. So having control and knowing that the word of God actually says that there will be no more death, no more grief, no more crying or pain, the old things have disappeared, is something that we should actually use to encourage ourselves. This is the reason why I'm so much in love with the Bible. It actually gives like a lot of encouragement, and specifically, like, I've been using the Bible app, and they have emoticons where you can actually select the kind of energy that you're feeling, and the Word of God follows it. They give you like so many quotes in the Bible that you can use to encourage yourself and boost your morale and boost your mental well-being. This material is available for everyone. This is not a secret. This is highly available, and I believe it's about time that most individuals take responsibility in their hands and actually dig for information that can make your spirit grow. I believe in the Bible. I am Christian. Whatever you believe in spiritually, especially when it's linked to God, regardless of the religion, is what I'm trying to say. It is highly important to seek information for yourself. Topmost thing that Revelation 21 is trying to explain, whenever you have issues or challenges, it is for a moment. I lost my dad last year in 2019. It was the most emotional time of my life, but I started digging more into the Word of God, and I realized that, you know, there's an opportunity for me to see the good in every situation. It is death. I am not going to see my father anymore. I believe that one day we'll meet again. However, it only encourages me that it is time for me to sit up for myself and also develop a life for my children. Because just as my dad made me remember so many good things, I now have to take upon the mantle and do the same thing for the people that will follow me. So by knowing this, I know that God has wiped away all my tears, and there'll be no more death. My dad died once. He will not die again. And that grief, there will be none. My crying and my pain will go away. Yes, every now and then I will remember him, but then I will remember that the old things have disappeared, and it's now time for me to take up the mantle and move forward into the future by springboarding on the present. It is highly important that we arm ourselves with good energy, positive vibes, and just go for it. Life is the only time that you get to define yourself, define your purpose, grow. So if you don't use this time fruitfully, then we don't know what's on the other side, because it's just the soul that will continue to live. On that note, I wish you a very happy Sunday. Get into a good Bible-based church and keep growing in the Lord. Be energized. Do not let the social distancing or the pandemic destroy your faith in God, or destroy your family circle, or destroy your social circle. Keep up using all the tools that have been provided on the internet and boost your energy to the fullest. Lord, I pray that every listener in this channel is continued to stay blessed, and you will fulfill all the promises by wiping away all our tears and emphasizing in our lives that old things have passed, while we press on the present and springboard into the future. Amen. Have a nice day. You can always follow me on Instagram at LaShade. I have so many tools and resources and travel inspiration to make your day.